Good day, and welcome to the IBM TivoliTalk Files X Prospecting Americas Group conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ron Brocek. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Tamika. Well, good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking time to join today's Files X Prospecting call. On this call today, we have Bob Ruelas, our Sales Lead for the Americas, Don Dissinger, the Worldwide Sales Exec for Files X, and Terry Burba from the Worldwide Enablement Team. So good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking the time to join us in this very important call. Today's call, we're going to learn how to identify opportunities for our newest storage product, the Files X product. What we would like to do is, starting tomorrow, after you have this enablement, we would like for you to use tomorrow and Friday as your prospecting days, to go out there to call on customers, call on new customers, and use this information to generate new opportunities, new pipe. So Files X, very exciting product in our portfolio. I don't know if you had a chance to go to Pulse last week. At one of the breakout sessions, we had close to 200 sellers, customers, and partners attending the session. A great deal of interest in this product, in this growing marketplace, the Windows marketplace. So without further ado, what I'd like to do is turn the call over directly to Terry.
All right. Take it away. Thanks a lot, Ron. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you might happen to be today. We're going to give you some basic information today about what we believe the market is talking to us about, what our customers are asking about. I've been out running around on the road now with this for about 6 weeks now, and have had a lot of experiences with both resellers and customers, and I can tell you that our customers are excited about the capabilities that Files X is bringing to us. So we want to get you on board. There's a full suite of enablement tools on tap that we'll be getting to you over the next several weeks. This is just one of our first attempts to get you started to talking to people about what the product can do. We'll be having other Tivoli Talks coming up for you next week. We'll have on the 3rd a full sales enablement call that will talk more about the product capabilities and some of the issues there that you can start talking to customers about the problems that you can help them solve. I'll be hosting that call. And then on the 5th, we will also have a more technical call, and that will be really taking it down into the bits and bytes of how Files X works, how to position it, how to work with it, and the questions that you'll have on how to integrate it into existing environments. Greg Tevis will be on that call, and he'll be taking us into a lot more technical detail. But for today, let's go ahead and start with the presentation that you were able to download off of the link. I'm on page one, the title page, and we'll go ahead and move into the agenda of what we'll be covering in today's presentation. We'll talk about what is Files X, what do they do, how do they do, why we got involved with them. We'll talk a little bit about some of the questions that you would be asking any potential customers that would help you identify that, yes, this is an opportunity to put Files X in with this particular customer. We'll talk about some of the business pains and challenges that are there and the benefits that Files X brings to us to help us deal with those pains. We'll give you a number of issues about the value propositions and some of the customer experiences that we've had already. There's a discussion also of, you know, every product out there has its elevator pitch. It's 10 minute. This is what we do. We're going to take that apart a little bit and help you see what Files X is all about in there. Well, we'll cover some of that. We'll give you some insight into some of the pricings and how you might configure a setup of Files X and price it accordingly. We've got some challenges in any sales environment that customers will have objections. We'll give you some ideas of what some of those might be and how you can overcome those. Quickly touch on some of the competition issues and point you to some of the case studies that are out there online. Then wrapping it up, we'll talk about some of the IBM sales incentives for our sales staff and give you a call to action of where you can go next. So let's move to chart 3 and talk a little bit about what is Files X. from the perspective of our customers at IBM, FilesX is a next-generation data protection and recovery software solution. This was a company that we acquired back in April, on April 21st, and this is a Windows-based environment helping our mid-market customers as well as our enterprise customers deal with some of the unique characteristics that the Windows environment has in needing to get data not only backed up, but more importantly, get it restored, and get it restored in the fastest window possible. FilesX's real focus is on this power to quickly restore any amount of Windows data anywhere in the organization from any point in time, no matter what happens to cause that data loss. So we'll really focus a lot more with FilesX on how quickly we can get back up and running. Just to give you a brief overview on slide four of who FilesX is, they were a privately owned company founded in 2000. They have an established customer base across many different segments of the market, government, finance, healthcare, education, and manufacturing. Their focus is on continuous data protection of mission-critical business applications and data in the Windows space. They have some technology that they've patented specifically about giving us instant recovery of systems so that we can get them back up and running in the shortest amount of time possible. They have a very tight partnership with Microsoft and have strong capabilities both with the Windows platform as well as Exchange and Microsoft SQL. They've been a partner of IBM for a while now. They have been technology partners, so we've been very well aware of what they do and how they do, and that will just continue to expand as we continue to integrate them into our IBM product portfolio. Looking at slide five, we'll look at what the real problems are that FilesX addresses and solves for our customers. If you look at the little graphic there on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see that there are a number of different things that can cause data loss, and we're all very familiar with those from our TSM history. The challenge comes, however, in many cases in smaller customers in some of our mid-market branch office and remote office that they don't have a lot of skills at some of those locations from an IT perspective to really maintain an adequate control of a remote office. So having the ability to bring a lot of that under centralized management and have a way of managing that without having to have dedicated resources is a big challenge that FilesX will help us do. It'll help us deal with that challenge from the idea of the backup window. We've all been focused on backup window issues with our customers for a long time with TSM. But in the Windows space and a branch office, that can be a real challenge because we're not going to have a lot of folks there working on it. The capabilities that we have here with FilesX is that by eliminating that need to have somebody at the remote site go in and move tapes in and out every night or forget to put the tapes in at the branch office, having them to manage that physical aspect can go a long way in eliminating a lot of the bottlenecks. The bottleneck of moving data to slow tape devices that may be out in some of those smaller branch offices, if we can find a way to get rid of that, then we can put a lot finer control on it. And what FilesX is doing is moving from a tape environment to a backup-to-disk environment. By doing that, we speed it up. It's also doing this by doing the same thing we do in TSM with incremental forever capabilities. We do a full backup once, and then it's incremental from that point forward. So instead of it needing to take 3, 4, 5 hours to back up a Windows server environment, we do the first full backup, and from then on it's just the changes that have happened. We all know the story, know how to talk to that, and it's good that FilesX plays right in with that story that we've used with TSM. A lot of great synergy there. Another aspect of a problem that FilesX does help us address is if there is indeed a failure. If you have a branch office or a remote office and you have a failure at that location, getting that system back up and running again can be a very large challenge without IT staff on site at those remote locations. Having the ability to bring a system back up and mount an existing snapshot of the data that we've backed up and bring that system back up online in a matter of just a few minutes does give us a lot of flexibility to get systems back up and running. We'll be able to provide a robust remote restore capability either at the site or at the data center where I can do a restore to dissimilar hardware and then ship that box out to the remote location as well. So we're covering a lot of different types of data loss with our immediate recovery, from user errors with individual deleted files and can do any individual file to dealing with a snapshot prior to a virus attack and being able to restore to that pristine state before the virus got there. If we had a hardware failure, either a disk or system crash, we have a way to get those systems back up and running very quickly. So having that ability to do that either at the remote site, at the data center, is another problem that FilesX will solve for us. It also includes a very robust disaster recovery system that will allow us to securely transfer data between our remote locations and our disaster recovery sites. The real benefit here is once we've done our full backup and get that repository stored at the disaster recovery site, from that point forward, we're only talking about the incremental data coming across the line every night. And for many of our smaller customers that have very light data links between their branches and their centralized data site, this can be a big thing. So having the ability just to move a few megabytes to a gigabyte over a slower data link as opposed to having to back up multiple terabytes, that gives us a lot of flexibility for those customers as well. So FilesX is helping us really meet some needs for our branch office, our remote office, and even in the data center where we have some unique requirements for the Windows space. Moving on to slide six now, the current FilesX product offering. FilesX had a number of different products in their portfolio broken down as part of their product mix. We're consolidating a lot of that functionality and really coming out with three basic products that will be available from FilesX. The first is what we will refer to as Express Restore CDP Edition. This is a Windows-based server that allows us to back up our Windows applications, our Windows file volumes, our Windows servers, and do that in a traditional way with scheduled backups, say a nightly backup once a day if that's the requirements there, but also adds disk-based block-level incremental forever snapshot capability so that I can also take snapshots at varying times across the day depending on what my business requirements may be for recovery points. So if I've got a challenge and I want to have a recovery point that's as of every 4 hours or every 2 hours or every hour, we have the snapshot capability here with Express Restore to be able to do just that. But if we also have the need to be able to have more granular recovery points other than, say, by the hour, we do have a continuous data protection mode of the Express Restore server that will allow us to do basically split writes between the write to the disk of the application and writing that same information directly out to the Express Restore server. So we give you a lot of flexibility here and allow you to set your recovery point objectives and your recovery time objectives to meet the needs of every server and how it fits into our business. Many times it may only be that you need that once daily snapshot at some locations, but other applications within the corporation may need the full continuous data protection. We're going to give you the same the capabilities to custom tailor that depending on the business requirements. As I mentioned, the near instant restore of data from any point in time, anywhere in the environment. Instant restore gives us the ability to take whatever the last snapshot happened to be, or a snapshot from any point in time that we may keep multiple generations of. Say I'm keeping 75 generations of a file system. I can go back to any one of those that I have maintained in my repository, and I can mount and restore to that particular snapshot point in time. I can say at that point, I want to bring that entire volume back to the system and mount that to my production server and bring that amount of data online immediately, making it available to start work right away. The strength that we have here in this is that it gives me the ability to start a restore. As an example, let's say it's 2, 3, 4 terabytes of data. I can mount the snapshot of that data as a production volume under my application. All of the metadata, the file structure information gets mounted to the application. And the restore then starts at its normal pace. The application sees all the file structure. It knows all the files are there. And as it starts making requests to those files, and as they're in the file system, it automatically brings those files to the top of the queue and brings that data down right away. It's a slight delay there, but it literally will make our applications readily available within moments after mounting the drive so that we can bring our systems back up online and available right away. The data will continue to restore over time, but it does give us a recovery point that we can get many systems back up and running, even to a complete failure, and doing a complete restore back up in under an hour to having the system available for work at that time. It integrates with the other product you see listed here on the chart, the Express Bare Machine Recovery capability, so that I can literally just use a CD boot image to get the system up and running momentarily, and then bring and restore a bare metal system back from the repository in just under an hour in many cases. Once the base operating system is up and running, we have it back like the operating system back like it was before our last backup, then I can use instant restore along with that bare metal to have the full system back up and running in very short order. I'll tell you, this one is one I can personally vouch for. I was on the road last week. I was actually in India, and right as I was finishing up my trip, I got a corrupt system file that due to an update, and I could not use my laptop. Now, I'd been setting up FileZX here in my home lab prior to my trip. I'd done all of my backups on a nightly basis. I had full snapshot coverage of that laptop before I left. I got off the plane, came home, put a CD in my laptop, started the process. It took right at an hour to bring back about, I think it was right at 100 gig worth of data back over to my laptop, up and running just like it was the day before I left. I had all of my system right back where it started. So I know for a fact that Bare Machine Recovery works very, very well. And I think your customers will really be able to take advantage of this, knowing that any of their Windows-based servers that they have, they can bring up, get booted, back up and running, instantly mount the data, and can have the ability to have that system back up available to users very, very quickly. The other product that is part of the current FileZX portfolio is Exchange Restore. This is an add-on product that will allow us to back up Exchange 2003, 2007, and earlier versions and have that data backed up using a snapshot technology so that we can have multiple versions of that stored just like all the other. the real power to this is that it also comes with a Windows-driven tool that will allow us to go into that snapshot, find a user's mailbox, and rather than just restoring the entire mailbox and everything in it to a point in time, we can go very, very granular with this. I can restore any individual email, any individual email attachment. I can restore even down to individual items within a contact list or a calendar item. It gives us very, very granular control of being able to do IMR in ways that our customers have been asking us for. So we have, I have a very powerful tool here. It's very easy to use. Administrators can just drag and drop individual items back into a user's email box and get them back up and running very, very quickly. So all three of these products give us a lot of flexibility here to work specifically for our Windows-focused customers. Now, the question that's been coming up quite often at this point, well, is that, is one of, well, does this replace TSM for Windows? And the answer is, in some cases, maybe. In other cases, it will just be part of an integrated solution and meet specific requirements and be integrated directly in with TSM. One of the capabilities of being able to do individual file restores with FilesX is that I can go and mount a snapshot, any snapshot in time or the most current one, and mount that as another drive letter on my system. So if I've backed up my D drive, my E data drive, let's call it for in this example, I've got an E data drive, I've backed it up with a snapshot, and I've stored that in FilesX. I want to replace an individual file on my E drive. I can mount that snapshot on my system as, say, drive Q. Now I've got an exact file system of my E data drive from the last backup mounted as drive Q. I can simply then use Windows Explorer to drag and drop one file from my Q drive back over to my E drive or any folders or whatever, any individual files. Now the fact that I have mounted that snapshot as drive Q to my system, that just looks like any other drive. Where we can do integration with TSM at this point then is I can run my typical TSM backup agent technology and run a standard TSM backup of that Q drive. And that will then send that entire environment over to TSM. It can be integrated there, run through our normal hierarchy of storage, running it out to archive and run all of the normal things we do there. What we're really seeing for our existing TSM customers is that there may be any number of Windows-based applications and servers where they need very, very fine control of how quickly they can get those systems back, and they may not have invested in a lot of the hardware-based solutions that we have for snapshot technology. Being able to provide a snapshot solution that will allow us to bring that Windows system back up in a very short recovery time point allows us to integrate FilesX technology at the data center, at the branch office, and yet still be able to integrate it in with the rest of the TSM portfolio. We don't see that everybody will replace all TSM Windows products with FilesX, but there may be business cases where it will fit very, very well, and we'll have the integration points there to allow us to bring FilesX data into the TSM world, and it will be a nice solution for our customers to use both products. In our general business environment, where we do have lots of small offices without the IT support, we believe that the FilesX will be a very good standalone product and can provide a lot of flexibility for those customers as well. So we have a good portfolio of products here. We'll get into those in a lot more detail as we go forward in our next Tivoli Talk, start showing you how all these work, how to get them up and running, and the unique challenges that they solve. But we do want you to have at least a feel this morning as to what those products can do for us. Let's move on to slide 7 and talk a little bit about the prospecting issues. The FilesX solutions are really designed to work very well in Windows-only environments and do that for some of the unique challenges that our Windows customers have. So we've got a number of questions here that you can ask your customers to see if they have any of these conditions that would make it an attractive environment for FilesX to help them solve their challenges. The first one is that of the fast recovery. That really is the strength of FilesX. So asking your customers if you have any mission-critical Windows-based applications and servers where recovery is paramount from any type of failure, whether that be a system failure because a virus got in there, whether that be a failure because we have a hardware failure, that I have to get those systems up and running as quickly as possible. I can't afford 4 hours of downtime or 10 hours of downtime or 2 days of downtime. That becomes a very, very good prospect for FilesX Instant Restore and Bare Machine Recovery. One of the other challenges that a lot of these smaller customers may have, and a lot of branch offices, and even some of our normal general business single office customers, is getting data from those locations to an off-site location to provide for disaster recovery. How are they doing it? In many cases, it's about putting tapes in boxes and shipping them off to other locations. What happens if somebody drops a tape and steps on it? What happens if that truck gets in a wreck going from between the branch office and the disaster recovery site? Is there not a more convenient, more reliable, more economical way to do that? Having FilesX with its disaster recovery capabilities that are integrated directly in the server, allowing me to replicate my repository of information across the wire to a disaster recovery site and keeping multiple versions of it in an incremental forever kind of technology so that there's not a long backup window, FilesX can really help do that. We can set those policies at a central site, send them out to our branch offices, and handle that all in a very automated way. I was talking with a customer 2 weeks ago down in Australia, and this particular customer had about 200 branches around, and they were spending 4 hours a day just verifying that the backups were successful. That somebody remembered to swap the tapes out, that somebody remembered to shut the application down so that they could do a backup. None of it was automated. When I introduced them to the concept of having the system automatically shut the applications down, the system automatically back those systems up, having them down for only a few minutes using Snapshot technology and VSS capabilities to where I could do a full snapshot backup of that without having anyone at the branch be involved. This was a huge win for this customer, and they're really excited about being able to automate all of these remote site backup capabilities leveraging FilesX. And that really does lead us into that point question number 3, is keeping backup recovery remote sites, keeping it running due to those lack of on-site IT resources. It's really not a good idea of having an administrative assistant be the one responsible for swapping out tapes. It just doesn't work reliably in the real world. And letting us manage that from a central site is a real win for us there. Another question you can ask is how much of are you running any mission-critical business applications such as Exchange or Microsoft SQL on any of these servers? FilesX gives us really tight integration with Exchange and Microsoft SQL taking it to the next level. We can use the VSS capabilities that Microsoft has, but extend that even further with very tight integration into our FilesX environment, and we can do snapshots of those environments and handle that very, very reliably. So we don't have to do a lot of scripting and overriding to work with Exchange and Microsoft SQL. One of the questions that really will determine which servers need to be migrated or covered by FilesX is how much data can you afford to lose and how long can you afford to be without access to that data. You know, if you've got a remote office that just is keeping local stuff available there, and if they lose it, they've got links back in, they can afford to be down 8, 10, 12 hours or maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 days. That's one case. But if you've got another environment within the company where if you're without that server or without that data for more than an hour or even less, that becomes a very attractive solution for FilesX. Very few processes out there in the market from a software-only perspective can restore and get a system back up and running in less than an hour. Having this ability and having the ability to define that, yes, I can afford to lose an hour, but I can't afford to lose 4 hours, being able to do hourly snapshots, or if I've got to have it down to the minute, being able to do continuous data protection, that's also a qualifier that should toggle that, yeah, FilesX is a great solution here. I think all of us can ask the question, if you've ever lost any important data and not been able to recover it. This is a question we ask quite often anyway with TSM because of the unreliability of a number of competitors out there. We're not losing many files with TSM, and FilesX will fit very, very well in that reliability structure that we and reputation we've already developed with TSM. FilesX will complement that very, very well in our smaller mid-market, as well as integrating it into the enterprise as well. And having bare machine recovery as part of the strategy is also extremely important. It, as many of you know, it can take hours upon hours to rebuild a server if you have to do it from scratch and from a set of CDs. Having a solution that will read your latest backup of the operating system volume, get it back up and running in an hour, is really one of the strengths of our FilesX products. If we look at slide 8 here on the qualifying questions that we have, how many offices do you have, and how many of them have users that are Windows as their only server platform? Now, this will help you qualify how many servers are you going to put under coverage and know what level of deal you're looking at here. You can ask how many servers are you running? Are they at the data center, at the branch office? If you start hearing there's a lot of them at the branch office, this is a good qualifying question for you to know that FilesX should play here. What applications, specifically looking for a migration of a lot of Windows-type applications in a business, makes FilesX attractive? Asking questions about disaster recovery. If they're still in a tape-based environment and they're having to move those off-site, do they have the bandwidth that we can move that to an online transfer of information? It is also a good qualifier. Asking the question about, do you have a solution in place to quickly recover from any data loss, no matter what happens, whether it's hardware, software, virus, do you have a solution to do this? If they don't, FilesX is there. This question about how much time are you managing the backup and recovery of your branch offices, this one was the one that really did swing the discussion with the customer a couple of weeks ago down in Australia. Slide 9 really talks a little bit about some of the needs that the customers are in our general business are having out there today and why they need a comprehensive solution. We all know these kinds of problems can pop up. Challenges with malicious data deletion, virus attacks, corrupt databases, disk server crash, all of these things can go wrong. When you need to fix it, what do you do? Having a local file is a solution. A point-in-time copy of the data will help solve a lot of these. These are all questions we're very familiar with from TSM. the same logic will fit very well into the Files X, but now we can extend this down to our general business customers as well. If we look at slide 10 here for just a moment, I really want to just make sure we're real clear on the fit of where Files X is in our portfolio. If we look at the elevator pitch here of Files X giving you the power to quickly restore any amount of Windows data anywhere in the organization from any previous point in time, no matter what happened to cause the data loss. That's the main discussion there. So let's break it down a little bit and talk about what do we mean by quickly. The time to recover in many cases for most other products on the market can be hours to days to get systems back up and running. But we can, with Files X, can get this done in just a matter of moments. Many times when we're talking about data loss, the length of the restore process is the fact that it is a very large amount of data that has to come back. If you're trying to restore 2 terabytes of data, that's going to take a number of hours with many products. The fact that we can do instant restore, mount that data, make it immediately available, gives us the ability to get our customers back up and running very, very quickly. I do want to emphasize, this is a Windows-only platform for today. Hopefully we'll be adding some additional roadmap integration points to add other operating systems in the future. But today, focus on this being a Windows-only solution. Being able to recover anywhere in the organization, in many cases, it may want to be done at that remote site. That's great. That being able to do that is a big win for our customers. But in some cases, if you've had a hardware failure, you don't have folks out on site, you need to be able to do that recovery back at the data center. By leveraging the disaster recovery, I've got exact replicas of my repository at the data center. I can do a bare machine recovery to a new piece of hardware, a dissimilar piece of hardware. I can then restore all of that data directly to that box, and then I can either ship a drive that can be replaced in the field, or I can ship a whole new system from my central site. So giving me the ability to recover from a disaster wherever it happened, however it happened, and be able to give me a number of different options to get that back up and running, even if it's restoring back to a virtual machine. So the previous point in time is one that allows us that with Files X, we can set any number of generations that we want to keep of a particular volume of data. In some cases, maybe you only want to keep a month's worth of data, backing it up once a night. That's 24 generations. But maybe you've got a solution that needs to be backed up every hour, an hourly snapshot, and you want to keep a month of that. Well, that's 24 snapshots across 30 days. That's a number of generations. As long as we're maintaining those in our data pool and in our repository, we can recover to any one of those snapshots. So it gives us a very fine granularity of when and where we can go back to and not have to worry about going and loading individual tapes to find that. It's all right there on the disk, and we can get back to it very, very quickly. Let's move on to slide 11 and talk very briefly about the pricing issues that we have today with our Files X product. The base application server we're talking about is our Express Restore CDP server. Now, while this was a separately priced item when Files X was an independent company, we are now including Express Restore Disaster Recovery as part of the basic Express Store server. Now, this will be a tiered pricing model. The more servers you buy, the cheaper the price gets. The list price, U.S.-based dollars, for our first 4 servers will be $2,124 each. That does include our first-year service and support on that server pricing. Again, as it goes up in number of servers, that price will come down. This is being priced by the number of servers that we are having under protection. So let's say I'm out and I've got an Exchange server, a Microsoft SQL server, and 2 other servers. That's my 4 servers. I'll price out 4 servers at $21.24. the repository server that we're using to collect all this data, to store all the information on the data repository, that is not a separately priced item. That's included in that for protected servers. However, if we do decide that we are going to have disaster recovery, the repository server there, the Express Restore server, would also then need to be a protected server. So we would add one additional server to the mix. However, the hub server that would be located at the disaster recovery site, there would be no charge for that disaster recovery hub. So that allows me to say it's basically a concept of if it's a protected server, it gets charged with a price for a client, a protected server, $2,000 price point there. Now, if we want to add Express Restore and use with Express Restore, Express Bare Metal Bare Machine Recovery (BMR), that's a separately priced item. That's at $749 for each server that you want to have the BMR functionality available for. And if you have Exchange Restore 2007, that's an additional $624 for the first four protected Exchange servers that are in the process. Now, we do need to point out that if you are going to have Express Bare Metal Restore on a server, you would also have to have Express Restore on that server as well. The Bare Metal functionality, the Bare Machine Recovery functionality, plugs directly into an Express Restore backup and recovery functionality. So you would be adding, if you wanted to have a server protected with BMR and standard data protection, you would have the 2124 plus 749 to protect that server. Same thing with Express Exchange Restore. You would need to have it first protected by Express Restore CDP, and then add on the Express Exchange Restore functionality to get the price for that server. I know that sounds a little muddied there, so let's move down and take a look here at how we might lay this out and get a little visual view of how we would be protecting this environment. If you go to slide 12, we're looking at three different solutions here in a current environment that someone's backing up by tape. They've got a main office with a number of file servers there, and they're backing everything up with tape. They've got a branch office with a couple of servers and a branch office that just basically has a file and print server. Currently, they're running this all with tape. They're doing that, and they're having all of the challenges with working with tape. For example, their best case RPO was last night. It will take hours to get them back up and running. They're having the challenge of having local people try to manage this, and it's very, very rare that you get 100% success ratio there. And their disaster recovery is very manual, lots of packing up and shipping of tapes off-site, and very, very labor-intensive, a lot of opportunity there for problem. So now we're going to bring Express Restore into this solution and solve this problem using Express Restore. First off, you'll notice we're getting rid of all of those backup tapes. No longer do we have to manage that environment. We're no longer having to have anyone at the branch office manage this backup and recovery capability. We're doing it all from the centralized site. So we're eliminating the costs and manual processes associated with tape. We're eliminating the manual backup management, and we're eliminating the costs and risks of off-site tape transport and storage. We're beginning to see value already. Now, as we start protecting it now with Express Restore, now we're providing an additional level of value. If you look at our product layout here, at the main office, we have all three of our file servers there, both Exchange, SQL, and file and print server as protected Express Restore servers. Each of them would get a license for Express Restore. We would have an Express Restore repository there at that main site available for all three of those file servers to back up to. At our branch offices, we would do the same thing. We'd have two protected file servers, an SQL server and a file and print server in the first branch office, along with an Express Restore repository. And at the branch office, we would have a single file print server and an Express Restore server as well. All of these working together. Now, we're doing all of our backup directly from the system disks to a disk-based repository in our Express Restore server environment, a repository there on our Express Restore. It allows us to back up all of those, the full backup once, and then do it incremental forever. If we enable the disaster recovery option, however, now we're going to be adding additional functionality to that, and we'll be able to replicate each of those Express Restore repositories to a central site and allow us to have the ability to keep multiple replicas at multiple locations of that. We can include Express Restore BMR, and we can also include Exchange Restore if that functionality needs to be at any of our offices.
So look, hey, Terry.
Sure.
This is Bob. Just a quick interruption. We've got about 10 minutes before the top of the hour. So.
Okay. I need to get moving then.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right, let's quickly look at some of the pricing issues here. Just in our example here, you can see through these next few slides exactly how we price this these servers out. In our first branch, you can see we're pricing three protected servers, not anything extra for the CD, for the repository. If we add on the next chart, slot chart 16, the ability to do a disaster recovery, now we have the pricing of four servers here. We're protecting the three we were protecting before and protecting the repository. You can see the pricing there accordingly. In our branch office, we would typically do our pricing example here the same way for a single server and the repository. But if there is a requirement, and it can happen in some small of our locations, on slide 18 here you see where they only have the one piece of hardware. It is entirely possible to run the repository and Express Recovery server all on the same file and print server that you have in place. In that case, you would have just the one protected server. This makes it very economical for some of those small offices. Now, you do have a trade-off doing that. You're not going to be able to do the on-site bare machine recovery there because your Express Restore server is also gone when you have a file problem with that branch office. We could do the Express Restore BMR back at the disaster recovery site and send that out. So you haven't given up the ability to do BMR. You've just given it up to be able to do it at the remote location. But from a pricing perspective, that could be a very, very good way of getting into some of these smaller accounts. Slide 19 just gives you some other examples of how you might price out a number of different configurations. I'll leave you to read those at your own pace and time. If you have any questions about that, we'll get you some contacts to be able to take a look at that. If we look at slides 20 through 22 here, we have a number of customer references and customer experiences, I should say, of challenges that customers were having and were able to solve with Files X. We've got a number of reference cases we can point you to as we get a little further into this, and I want to make those available to you at the end of the presentation. But I'll leave you the customer experiences. Suffice it to say that we're running into lots of customers that are really, really excited about the new capabilities that Files X gives them to managing their Windows-based environment. Objections that you may run into out there, these are some of them that we've run into in the field already with some answers that you can give to try to overcome those objections. Not seeing a lot of real vehement objections to it, and most cases we're able to deal with those very, very effectively, and you can see a number of those listed here. quick word on competitors. We really are still in the process of refining a lot of our competitive positioning with FilesX today. You'll notice here that I show Microsoft, NetApp, Symantec, EMC, and Commvault. Quite honestly, the ones that I've heard regularly in the field has been the Commvault, and you can see here that the normal things that we talk about with Commvault and TSM we're able to do with FilesX, specifically things that we have with the Exchange Restore and the instant mounting and recovery of granular recovery of our Exchange environment. They do not have. They're at a block level, mailbox only. They can't go down to the individual environments there. I would really suggest that because of the amount of time that we have here this afternoon, that you do look to our link at the end of the presentation and look at a number of the references in our competitive site on how to deal with Commvault, Symantec, and EMC on these. We've got some good information out there on the site of how to compete against those. I've got the point in here about Microsoft for one reason. We're not going to meet Microsoft's price point. They're giving stuff away for free. We know that. But we are providing a lot more functionality than Microsoft will be able to provide with their protection manager. Very little granularity. Most people that are trying to do Exchange restores with the Microsoft tools are up in arms about it. And everyone that has had problems with the Microsoft restore of Exchange that has seen and used our FilesX products absolutely fall in love with the ease and functionality that they have there. So we believe we've got a lot more value than Microsoft is providing today. The case studies I mentioned here, they're available on the website. You can look at a number of these and see how customers have been leveraging the capabilities of FilesX to meet their business requirements. Now, as we're getting down to the point of talking to you about what you can do over the next couple of days to start prospecting, the Siebel product codes are in place today. They're in the system. As you start prospecting and looking for opportunities, you can put those opportunities in Siebel right now. You see a tactic code there on this slide that you can use today, and you can start taking advantage of getting your prospects in there and start booking business right away with the FilesX capabilities. I know I had to wrap that up a little bit quickly. My contact information is at the top of this chart deck. If you've got any additional questions about the functionalities and capabilities that we don't have time to get to today, please drop me a note and I'll be happy to answer those for you. At this point, to let you know some of the sales incentives and opportunities that are there, let me turn it back over to Bob and let him bring you up to speed on those.
Terry, thank you very much, and thank you for pulling it to a rapid close. Sorry for the timing. But anyway, let's go through this FilesX Fast Start incentive that we have running. And it's specifically targeted to generate opportunities in Siebel to increase our pipeline. That is the whole idea. And obviously, you know, increase our revenue during the second and third quarter. But it's very specifically a targeted audience is for the Tivoli SSRs, the Tivoli general business reps, the Tivoli investment reps, the Tivoli channel reps, and the Tivoli inside sales reps. So this conversation is specifically for that audience. And what the intent is to learn the product, start calling your customers, generating those opportunities, and then loading them into Siebel. If you load opportunities between now and the end of this quarter, then your manager can register you for an incremental incentive, incremental TI incentive. And this will take you up to 24% of your TI, which is incredible. This is paid out during at the end of the third quarter. So if your opportunity that you identified in the second quarter closes during the third quarter, whether it closes with you, with your business partners, or somebody else, it doesn't matter. As long as it's closed and it's registered, then your manager is going to go ahead and submit the application for you to get up to 24% of your TI. So this is a very big incentive for you reps, and I want you to take advantage of it. The money is there. We want to pay you. Please generate the opportunities and get them closed. those because it's a great opportunity. Anyway, the call to action, wrapping this up. Obviously, review the available information on Files X. The collateral is out there. You can go to your the different websites, review this documentation, and this recording is this training session is being recorded, so you can come back, listen to it again. And then, obviously, discuss the Files X product with your customers. Get them interested. There's a lot of opportunity, a lot of low-hanging fruit out there, a lot of competitors, but we are the best of breed. Make sure you do understand how to qualify. At the very last of the bullet there, it says make sure you review the qualification questions. They're very straightforward, very easy to understand. Anyway... please enter your opportunities into Files X and direct the sales questions on Files X. If you have sales questions, direct them to the SMB reps, direct them to your business partners. They're getting trained. You can get trained. And also you can call me, Don Dischinger, or Terry, or Don Thompson, to get some support. You can also look at the competitive information out there on Files X. We also have some very specific business partners that are out there that are queued up, that are in training right now, that are out there to support you. And if you want a list of those, you can go to Ernie Fournier, Duffy Fron, or myself. We have them. They're getting trained. They've already signed an agreement with, or they're going to get signed an agreement with Files X so we can move forward and get those, and get them supported to close it. So, anyway, at this time, I would like to go ahead and then open up for questions. Tamika, if you could do that, I would really appreciate it.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll take our first question from Margie Swartz of IBM.
Hi, this
hey,
is
Margie.
In TechLine. How are you? I had to step away for a few moments and right during the pricing examples, and I don't know if this is going to be a PPA product or what tool it's going to be in.
Yes, right now it is not in PPA. Yeah, right now it's not in PPA. It's scheduled to be in PPA, I believe, the first part of August. But you can start generating the opportunities. The product code is listed in there, so you can register them in Siebel.
Yeah, so Bob, this is Don.
Yes,
prior
Don.
To PPA, what we're going to do is we're going to send these orders to Files X for processing. And right now, we're hoping to have a process where the sellers will use America's Deal Hub to front-end that Files X order fulfillment system. So look for an announcement in the next week or so. Give you a formal process to actually do that. Until we get there, we're going to handle these manually.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from Scott Bass, IBM.
Good morning. Thanks, everyone. This was really good. I have a question for coverage on competitive space. I'm looking for some coverage on InMaj, and I'm looking for some comments about the push out for education to the business partners. I actually was sitting in a meeting yesterday where a VP presented InMaj as a solution for a Windows shop, and I actually had a heart attack, but I'm recovering today. And now I see that this is a better offering in the case of the client, and I need push out to the VP, and I also need to understand where we stand in an analysis of InMaj.
Good question.
Yeah,
Harry,
I have not seen. That's the first request for InMaj that I have heard since I've been out on the road with it. That one I am not familiar with, but we will get a request into our competitive guys in Mars and see what they can come up with. I have not seen that one yet, so I apologize. I can't give you a better answer than that, but we'll see what we can get.
Okay. And documented request for support is coming to you via email, actually, Terry, and just a
okay.
minute.
Great.
I already started it before I asked the question.
Okay, good. No problem. I'll get that on the mic and see if we can't get you something on that. As far as the training goes, we've got a number of training things going on at this time. We will be having some Files X boot camp sessions starting in July. We'll be traveling all over North America doing those, as well as the rest of the world. And we'll be having some basic the idea behind the boot camp will be a couple of hours of sales type information to get the sales guys up and running, then a couple of more hours of technical information, and then we'll go into some labs and do installation and troubleshooting and some demo functionality there. We're currently planning on that taking from a day to a day and a half, and that is the formal training for the partners that we have out there. Now, the education group at the same time is also building education modules that they will have available. I sat through that class, and that is just about ready online today for our internal IBM partners, employees. That is not available for the business partners yet. We're still working on that, and we're hoping to get some information out for them on that stuff relatively quickly. We're just ramping up, getting it out there as quickly as we can at this point.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Bob Rellis. Who was asking the question?
Scott Fast.
Hey, Scott. Who is the business partner that was presenting this?
Mainline.
Mainline. Okay, let's get a hold of Ernie and see if we can take care of this. Because Mainline is one of our go-to partners. They should be pitching Files X. We can take that offline.
Yes, sir. Excellent
Thank
content.
You.
Very well laid out. Even as a hardware sales specialist, I got it.
Good.
So good job.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Once again, that is star one to ask a question. We'll go next to Chris Deedham with Mainline.
Hello. I have a question. Well, two questions. One, when you have a protected server, and that is replicating to a repository, can you have a repository for each protected server? And then also, if you can have multiple protected servers going to one repository, what kind of ratio would you normally recommend? And then
okay.
The second question is, when you're replicating over the WAN, can we encrypt the data?
Okay. Good questions. Very good questions. We would normally cover those in a technical session, but let me tell you what we've got at this point. Sizing-wise is always going to be a question of how much I.O. Is going to go in and out of the box. When you're talking about gigabit speeds or whether you're on a SAN, those will have impacts on how much data is going to be pushed and how quickly we can get it in and out of there. We typically state that for a single repository, we can protect anywhere from 20 to 30 protected servers in that environment. Now, when we do that, I'm for example right now I'm protecting 5 servers in my lab to a single repository. Can I see visibly in my main system where that data is by server? Absolutely. I can look at my policies that I've written and say, these are the policies to back up server 1. These are the policies to back up server 2. Here's the policies to back up server 3. We can certainly do that and have the granularity to know which data is where. When I pop up my policies to do a mail, I can do that by server if that's the need. So I have the granularity to see it. I haven't seen the real need to put and match a single repository to a single protected server unless there's just the volume of data needed to do that. From a across the wire, you absolutely have the ability to do both compression and encryption across that link. So if you don't have a VPN dedicated connection, you can encrypt the data to do it that way. It's using a form of FTP to send that data across there, and it does have the ability to do both compression and encryption.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I also work with the Image technology, so if anyone from IBM wants to understand why we work with Image as well as Files X, feel free to give me a call.
Excellent. Thank you.
As a final reminder, that is star one if you would like to ask a question. We'll go next to Michael Adams with Lighthouse Computer.
Yeah, how can we get this software in our vFix so that we can help sell it to customers. Is IBM making any provisions to give business partners eval copies of the software for our innovation center?
Yes. This is Bob Rellis. If you send me an email, I'll send you a disclosure form for you to go ahead and download the code and have it in your BPIC and work with it. We want you to play with it. And it's an early evaluation code that you can go ahead and download.
Thank you.
And my name is, it's B Rellis, R-U-E-L-A-S, at us.ibm.com.
And there appear to be no further questions at this time. I will turn the conference back over to our speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, team, listen, this has been a great call. Very good questions. I thank you very much. And review the material and go out there and start generating those opportunities. Looking forward to working with you soon. Good selling. Thank you.
Good luck and good selling, guys.
And that does conclude today's conference call. We thank you all for your participation, and you may now disconnect.